新楼台。 Okay, settle down. Don't be frightened. Keep your eye on the light and come back. It's okay. Nobody's trying to hurt you. That is not a demon. That's me, okay? Welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and this is another absentee edition, as I told you last week. I am currently in California at a family wedding, and I hope all is going well. But I always make up a show ahead of time to send out your way while I'm gone, and this week is no exception. Although I did not have to come up with a bunch of long ones because I wasn't going to have time to make a show. This is a regular show because I had plenty of warning. I've known about this since February. Anyway, we started with a group called Alash. They are, of course, tuba and throat singers. They came through Bangor a couple of weeks ago during the American Folk Festival that we have here every year, and it was just mind-blowing. That was something, I guess, called Khoom, K-H-O-O-M. Alash is just three guys and one three-stringed instrument, sometimes a second, and it's just phenomenal, the sounds they could make. If I hadn't seen it live, I would not believe it. So it turned me in a different direction, you might say. After that, from the year 2000, we heard The Heads, and that was something called Fuego. Mars Red Sky after that from 2010, and that was something called Sabata. We heard from a group called Dust, that was something called Stone Woman. Dust had Kenny Abramson as part of the band. He shows up everywhere. And then they also had a guy named Mark Bell, who you probably remember a whole lot better later on when he became Marky Ramone. But these guys only had two albums, and they were both really, really good. So maybe we'll have a Dust show, a Dusty show. Wait a minute. I think that's been used. I'll work on it. Anyway, after that, we heard from somebody called The Restoned. I know, been there many times myself, haven't you? Mm-hmm. The Restoned, and that was just simply called Aura. All right. So, like I said, we got a bunch of stuff here. I always leave myself too much time to fill in talking about only five songs. So let me just tell you a story. There was a man once, and he had a big, big mouth, all right? And he would always talk too much when he shouldn't have. People around him would say, hey, you're talking really too much. You shouldn't have. So in the end, he just stopped talking, and people stopped listening to him. Maybe there's a lesson in that for all of us. Anyway, let's get back to the music, because that's what you're here for. Thank you.
beginning. I say you're wrong. This trip is never ending. It won't be long. You feel the light sensating into your mind. You feel the sun pulsating. Colors will blind.
Thank you. tired of dying alive if you had any women like that.
Okay, I hate to break in and ruin your concentration, but it's time for another playlist, and then you can go home, okay? But wait, there's more. All right, we started that set with the Churchills. They were from New York and New Jersey. It doesn't say who was from where or where, but you can take my word for it, because I read it on the internet, okay? And I wouldn't lie to you. That was called Straight People. Once again, that was the Churchills. After that, the Illusion. They were from Long Island, and you can hear it in their singing. I swear, any band from Long Island, you can tell they're from Long Island. Like Billy Joel, you can tell he's from Long Island. That was called Let's Make Each Other Happy and When I Met You, Baby. Two songs for the price of one. After that, somebody called the Park Avenue Playground, and that was The Trip. Can't tell you anything about them because you wouldn't believe me anyway. But that was from 1967. After that, Lee Michaels, from his second album, which was called Recital, and that was something called Spare Change. Lee, of course, hit it big later on when he teamed up with Frosty, and the two of them went out on tour together. I saw them once, and it was just mind-blowing. Just two guys could make so much noise. That made sense, too. But anyway, that was called Spare Change. Like I said, Lee Michaels' Recital, 1967 or 68. After that, the Jefferson Airplane from After Bathing at Baxter's. That was called Spare Change, featuring, of course, Yorma Jack and Spence Dryden. I like to think of that as kind of a warm-up to Hot Tuna, when Yorma and Jack were just kind of getting antsy to get out there and play, while Gracie and Paul were just kind of Googling at each other. That's another story. After that, an alternate version of Two Heads, which followed, I believe I followed Spare Change on the record. I can't remember for sure because I haven't even looked at it in 20 years. But that was an alternate version. You can find that on the CD version of After Bathing at Baxter's. Okay, so that brings us up to now. Next week, I will be back sitting in the throne of power right here at Bitslap Central. In the meantime, I have two more for you, and I will urge you to have a good week. I do that to you every week, and when are you going to do it, huh? What are you waiting for? Have a good week, for crying out loud. All right, that's better. I'll see you later. Have a good one. Again, have a good one.
day. Fucking sucking shit inside my face. He does it anyway. Bye.